Previously on Grey's Anatomy.
So how did your test go?
I feel pretty good about it, but I won't know for a few days.
Well, we're all pulling for you.
We are?
You cannot kick me while I'm doing my job.
I thought you could give me an answer to my question. About you. Moving in?
I have a dog.
That's not a dog. It's a hyena. Skipper in the zoo dressed in dog clothing.
I love dogs.
As doctors, we're trained to be skeptical because our patients lie to us all the time. The rule is, every patient is a liar until proven honest.
Why aren't you prepping for rounds and stealing all the good cases?
Well, why aren't you prepping for rounds and stealing all the good cases?
No reason.
No reason.
Lying is bad, or so we're told. Constantly. From birth, honesty is the best policy. The truth shall set you free. I chop down the cherry tree. Whatever.
I'm waiting for McDreamy.
I'm avoiding Burke.
Why are you avoiding Burke?
He thinks I moved in with him. Why are you waiting?
McDreamy's doing me a favor. Burke thinks you moved in with him.
You're calling him McDreamy again?
The fact is, lying is a necessity.
Thank you for doing this, with the needles and the blood. They won't accept her without a full family history.
I'm happy to get your mom into the clinical trial. Even with the needles and blood. All done. How's that feel?
We lie to ourselves because the truth freaking hurts.
Feels good.
Burke thinks you moved in with him. What does that mean?
Oh, it's not important. You're calling Derek McDreamy again.
It's nothing.
All right, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
Stop repeating what I say.
Stop asking me questions.
Cujo has to go!
You peed on my bed. My bed, Meredith.
He's our dog.
No, he's not my dog. You two bought him without even asking me.
We rescued him from certain death. Come on, you guys.
I'm putting my foot down. Either the dog moves out or I do. Foot down now. Me or the dog, which is it? You hesitate. She hesitated.
You hesitate?
I didn't hesitate. I was thinking.
You have to think about it? Fine. I'm moving out right now. Later. I'm moving out later because right now I have rounds.
Tell me that is not a dog.
Not a dog.
Rick Freart, 29, severed three fingers on his left hand, controlled the bleeding in the field. Vital stable, given 5 of morphine on the way in.
The fingers?
I had some trouble retrieving them, so we took off. Rick behind us found them. They're iced and ready to go. 10 minutes out.
They continue with IV fluids and start a course of antibiotics. Yang,
wait outside for the fingers.
You can sew them back on, right? Because they sewed that guy's penis back on after his wife dropped it off, right?
Penises and fingers like apples and oranges.
How did it happen?
I was loading my gear onto the truck for a gig and they got caught in the lift gate.
You a musician?
I play the freaking guitar.
You can sew them back on, right?
Not that big of a deal, right?
Oh, dude, I better not be out of the band.
Cuts look clean. That's good. Clean sever makes reattachment easier.
I'm not going to lie to you. If the surgery is successful, we're looking at a long recovery, lots of physical therapy. You smoke?
Why?
Cigarette smoke constricts the blood vessels. I've seen really good grafts fail over a few cigarettes.
So what are you saying? I smoke a cigarette after my operation and boom, my fingers fall off?
No, first they turn black and necrotic and then they fall off.
Well, I don't smoke, so...
Really? Just judging by the nicotine stains your fingers do.
Anybody out there? Hello?
Don't look at me. She had hip replacement surgery a month ago and was discharged last week.
Then why is she still here?
Because I am not a bouncer and this is not a nightclub. I am doing what I can with extremely limited staff and resources, and if you have a problem with that, take it up with a chief.
Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky. Stormy.
Mrs. Larson's got to go.
But if she refuses to leave, what can I do?
She's 78 and non-ambulatory. You have the upper hand here. Use it.
Griff,
can I talk to you for a second?
The results of your medical board exams.
Thanks.
Aren't you going to open it?
Yeah, I'll open it.
I'm weary all the time.
Thank you.
Okay, Miss Larson, I'm Dr. O'Malley.
Oh, an Irishman. I love the Irish. They have a sparkle. You can see it in the eye and the swagger. Come on, Dr. O'Malley. Show me the swagger. The eyes are right. But you'll have to work on the swagger.
Mrs. Larson?
Call me Sophie. Now, be a doll and bring me a remote. This one's busted.
Sophie? I can't bring you a new remote because you're no longer a patient at this hospital. Now, according to your chart, you have a room waiting for you at the Sugar Maple Nursing Home.
I'm staying until my daughter's house is ready. Now, she's converting her den into my bedroom. She's doing it in a shade of pink. Now, bring me a remote, Irish. I'm going to sing until you get back. Can't go on. Everything I have is gone. Stormy weather.
Coming right up.
Yumi Miyazaki, 22, presented this morning with persistent hiccups.
She was given 50 chlorpromazine, which stopped them for a while, but then the hiccups returned. So she needs a surgical consult to rule out esophageal perforation.
When did your hiccups start?
A few days ago. She doesn't speak English.
Are you her boyfriend?
Her coach.
Oh, she's an athlete.
Oh, Yumi's a competitive eater.
Eating is a sport.
Miyazaki. Yeah, she's like a rock star in Japan.
Again, eating is a sport.
Tell her I saw her on TV. Tell her I'm an athlete, too. I'm a wrestler.
このお医者さんレスリングやってんだってよ。お前のこと誘ってるぞ。
このボイヤ丸の見せるぐらい、朝飯前だって伝えてください。
She wonders how a wrestler got smart enough to be a doctor. Most wrestlers she knows are dumb.
And just tell her she hasn't been hanging out at the right gyms.
How about instead you tell her that a persistent hiccup could be an indication of something much more serious? Schedule an esophagram.
Oh, she's competing this afternoon at the Taste of Seattle. Can't you just give her a stronger dose of that drug? It seemed to work.
Did the hiccups come back?
Yes.
Then it didn't work.
Dr. Bailey?
Be quiet.
Dr. Bailey, are you okay?
All right, somebody page Addison Shepherd.
There he is. Heartbeat strong. Since there's no dilation or effacement, looks like nothing more than Braxton Hicks.
Except, I know the mild, concerned tone. I've used it myself from time to time.
Sometimes false labor is the body's way of telling you to slow down.
I'm a surgeon.
I understand the realities of your job, but you need to understand the realities of your pregnancy and take it easy. If there's anything I can do to help?
Yeah, starters, you can help me get up off this table.
Dr. Bailey, the GI lab has a couple of questions about Miss Miyazaki's esophagram.
All right, let's go.
Dr. Stevens. Keep an eye on her today. Watch out for any painful contractions, more than 5 in an hour. Anything that could indicate preterm labor. The favor's not for me, Stevens. You know that.
Naomi Klein, 43, had her tricuspid valve replaced 3 years ago with a porcine valve, sir.
Oh, Naomi. I'm surprised to see you Back again so soon? Pig valve usually holds up 10 to 15 years, but yours seems to be degenerating a little too quickly for my comfort.
Oh, heart valve, smart valve. I got married, Dr. Berg. I found him. My true love. My you jump, I jump. Look, isn't it beautiful? And look, look at that beautiful, beautiful man.
We met in the grocery store.
Oh, honey.
Congratulations. It's good to see you so happy, Naomi.
Yeah.
So, Naomi's heart valve? What does this mean?
Oh, there's an underlying cause for your wife's valve failure that remains undiagnosed. Theories break?
Rheumatic fever, chronic use of migraine meds. Or IV narcotics. Could all cause a valve disease, sir.
Oh, I don't use drugs. Don't need them. I've got Tom. He's my drug. Aren't you, baby?
She's high, Dr. Berg.
Oh, she's in love. She's happy.
Nobody is that happy. She's on drugs.
Run a tox screen. But Naomi doesn't strike me as a liar. If she says no drugs, then it's no drugs. You develop a sixth sense about this.
Everybody's a liar.
Dr. Gray, is that a dog?
No.
Look, we need to keep this elevated, okay? Okay. I'm gonna check in on you in a little bit. Yeah. A little harsh in there.
He was lying. Besides, you're harsh as another man's refreshing.
Well, he's in shock. He lost his fingers, his only remaining habit all in one day. We need to be compassionate.
Compassionate?
Yes, it's an emotion. Have you ever heard of it?
Oh, have you? She's barely back on her feet, and you've got her calling you McDreamy again. No, I was just telling the patient the truth, so you might want to try it sometime.
O'Malley?
I'm getting a remote from Mrs. Larson.
What happened to the upper hand?
Have you met Mrs. Larson, sir?
Why do you think she's been here this long? In a private room.
She handled you, too?
Well, she's signing for the troops, you know.
Can't we just keep her here until her room at her daughter's house is ready?
No, we can't. Not on surgical service, anyway.
Okay, but some other service?
I'm the chief, O'Malley. I can't condone turfing patients onto other services. You hear me, O'Malley?
I'm missing my program, Irish, and I don't see a remote in that hot little hand.
I noticed your urine output has increased slightly since yesterday. I'm going to have to take you to gynecology to make sure you don't have a prolapsed uterus.
Honey, my uterus hasn't been an issue for 30 years.
I know. But it might be an issue now. You know, one that could keep you here in the hospital for tests.
You drive. I'll ride shotgun.
You're not moving out, George.
Oh, yes, I am. I gave an ultimatum. Threw down the gauntlet. I drew my line in the sand.
Well, ungive, unthrow, undraw.
A man does not give an ultimatum and then back down. Meredith had a choice, and she chose the dog.
A girl chose a dog over you?
Yes.
No.
Gonna do this or what?
Yeah, let's go.
Don't start without me. We're not gonna start if Izzy doesn't focus.
Izzy, come on. What should I put on the flyer? Destructive, aggressive hell dog available.
It's not helping.
Fine. Playful, protective puppy needs loving. Good. Hey, George.
Don't talk to me. You'll only make me mad. You're gonna mess up my game, and I'm in the zone.
Okay. What are you doing?
What's the flyer?
Izzy, come on.
Okay. Keep your panties on. All right. No touching. Go.
You're
advertising for a home for Doc. I said I would do it.
And you haven't, and you won't. And I don't want George to leave.
Oh, I wanna. Well, at least put that he's not housebroken. What? It's the truth.
Okay, so you want me to put the truth.
Fine.
Vicious Hyper Devil Mutt is available and will be on your bed.
He's your dog, too. We got him together.
We got him together, but he's not your dog, either. He doesn't even know us. We are not home enough for him to know us.
You want to be me, but you can't be me.
Uh-oh.
Crap, she's gonna blow.
The surgical floor has become a dumping ground for patients who aren't even surgical. We are overworked and exhausted. This makes
the
for
nurses
a
con- again? Can't you do something about this?
You used to be one of them. Don't you speak nurse?
That's why you don't get any respect from the nurses. Surgical arrogance.
Not arrogant.
You're killing them with that workload. Look at the board.
What? That's a beautiful board.
It's a crowded board. We need more nurses.
Mr. Kamaji, this is probably what's causing her hiccups, a tear in the lining of her esophagus.
Can you fix it?
Yes, surgically, and the sooner the better.
Oh, after the competition today, her schedule is clear until March.
No, her schedule is clear now. She can't compete today. And if she enjoys the taste of solid food, I recommend giving up the sport for something a little less aggressive. Say, boxing.
I see. Could you give us some privacy, please?
Perez, get the translator up here. Let's make sure she's getting the whole truth.
Put that out.
Sorry.
I've got to prep you for surgery. Can you ask your friends to leave?
Love you.
I wasn't going to light him. I was just holding him.
Okay.
Seriously, take him. Throw him out.
No, you hang on to him.
Seriously, I wasn't going to smoke.
Seriously, I don't care. Do what you want.
You don't think I'm going to be able to quit, do you?
No, I don't.
I'm lonely all the time.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Coverage. That nice lady doctor in gynecology said that since I had a hysterectomy back in 74... I don't have a uterus to prolapse. I've been feeling a bit feverish. A woman my age with a fever could be an indication of, oh, any number of awful diseases.
They took your temperature an hour ago. It was normal. I am sorry, Sophie, but I am going to have to call your daughter.
I'm telling you, I'm warm. That must be one hell of a dog.
Excuse me?
With those eyes and those nice firm hands, girl chooses a dog over you. It must be one hell of a dog.
Mrs. Klein's talk screen and titer both came back negative. I was sure I was right about that.
Gonna have to adjust your worldview, Dr. Gray. There are people out there who don't lie.
Maybe.
Although, frankly, the drug use would have explained the valve failure.
So how do we proceed?
Schedule Mrs. Klein for a surgery.
Okay.
Do you want to come over for dinner?
What?
Dinner. Our place. Mine and Christina.
Why?
You're Christina's best friend. I want her to feel welcome to have our friends in our home.
Oh, so she moved in with you.
Yes. Didn't she tell you?
Of course she told me. Why wouldn't she tell me? She's in, right? Which, you know, I think is great.
Just came from Mr. Freerich's room. He's convinced you won't be able to quit smoking. Says you agree.
Well, he asked my opinion. You want me to apologize?
No, I want you to go in there and tell him that you're wrong. That you're having a bad day. Your favorite uncle died of lung cancer, and every time you see a cigarette, you freak out. Say whatever you need to say, but get him to believe that this is about you, not him. Because if he thinks he won't be able to quit, he won't. Then we should even do the surgery.
Fine.
What is your problem? I'm your boss. What's the matter?
Shut up, you're not my boss right now. We're in an elevator. That's your specialty, right? Me dreaming moments in elevators?
Dr. Yang.
You know what, just for a moment, I'm not Dr. Yang, and you're not Dr. Shepard. You're the guy who screwed up my friend. The guy who drove her to get a dog she can't keep, a dog she only got because her boyfriend lied to her.
I never lied to her.
You know what? I know a liar when I see one because I'm a liar. Fine, you want me to lie to the patient? Fine, I'll lie.
Yumi. Hey, the translator's here. Where's the patient, Miyazaki?
She left with her friend about 20 minutes ago.
She wasn't discharged.
Sorry, we're short-staffed. I assume someone else had done the paperwork.
Damn it.
Damn it.
What are you doing out of bed?
I gotta get a candy bar, man.
You're on morphine. You're about to have surgery and you can't eat. Mr. Freer, please.
My dad's Mr. Freer. Well, he's got a comb over and an annoying wife named Kimberly.
Rick,
so
listen. Earlier I was out of line.
No, you got me to think. I don't want to be a guy sitting in a bar with a stump for a hand, having a smoke 10 years down the line, bragging about how I used to play better than Dave Navarro.
Yeah, you don't want to be creepy, bitter guy.
Here's the thing. My last cigarette was this morning. Only I didn't know it was my last cigarette. What the hell do you think you're doing?
Dream is being McDouchy.
He's making me stand at the back of the OR while he reattaches Rick's fingers. But I can't even touch a retractor. I hate him.
Truth, did you move in with Burke or not?
I told him I moved in with him, like keeping my old apartment.
What?
I sleep at Burke every night. My clothes are there. So I still have my apartment, big deal.
You have to tell him.
Actually, I don't.
So, I'm supposed to go to dinner at your fake apartment with the guy you fake live with.
Oh, I would never have you over to dinner with Burke. That's weird.
This is my point. Stop with the lying.
And you're being honest? The last time you called him McDreamy, you were all on Twitter with love.
We're just friends.
Uh-huh.
What's now, virus? Are you kidding me?
No, look at her. She's feverish. She's much weaker than she was this morning. She could be decompensating.
She's been here for a month, Dr. O'Malley. You seen any mosquitoes in this hospital lately? Oh,
such a handsome young man. Those chocolatey eyes.
In order to test you, Mrs. Larson, we have to do a spinal tap.
Will you be doing it?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, then, call me Sophie. Oh, nice meeting you, Irish.
So, if you'll just sign here, we can go ahead and schedule you for surgery.
Okay. You know, you are a gorgeous young woman. Look at you. You should smile more.
Any available IV nurse in the ER. Any available IV nurse in the ER.
Mr. Klein.
Oh. Do me a favor.
Sure.
Don't tell you saw me. I'm not sure that I'm going to go in. She can be exhausting.
Yeah, she's really happy.
You know, I thought it was just, you know, falling in love, the wedding. But I was kind of hoping the honeymoon would be over by now, you know? I mean,
It's not normal. Right? Nobody's that happy.
Run another talk screen on Naomi Klein.
On whose orders?
Dr. Burke's, of course.
Sorry to bother you. The paramedics are on their way in with Yumi Miyazaki. She collapsed at the Taste of Seattle and is vomiting blood.
Damn fool. Probably tore her esophagus in two by now.
Are you okay?
Complications of Borhave syndrome. Go.
Pleural effusion, sepsis, shock.
Cyanotic for shallow breath sounds, BP 76 over 42, tachycardia for the 130s, started her on high flow O2 and her second bolus of saline.
All right, let's get it to the OR.
Ready, I'm waiting.
Freaking coach should be the one on this gurney.
Let's keep our eyes on the prize, Corey, of saving this woman's life.
I'll meet you guys up there.
Me too. Hey. What are you gonna do, punch him out?
Yeah.
So you're gonna kick his ass, get yourself kicked out of the program before you have to open your board scores, just in case you failed. God, you're such an idiot.
Dr. Karev, how do I begin the esophageal myotomy?
Cut proximal and distal to the tear to expose the mucosal defect.
Correct. Then we'll move to debridement of the defect. Oh!
Dr. Bailey, these aren't Braxton Hicks contractions. I believe you're in preterm labor.
Why didn't you call me sooner? All right, let's get out of here.
I was gonna fashion a gastric patch.
I taught you the procedure. Now leave. The clamp.
I got paged, Dr. Gray. Jeffrey wanted to give me the results of the extensive blood work that I ordered. You forged my signature?
That's really bad, right?
Yeah, that's really bad. Naomi is not on drugs. The test came back negative.
They did?
They did. Again. Next time you forge my signature, let me know. Save me a trip.
That's it? You're not gonna yell and say, damn it, Gray, and storm out?
I will if you want me to.
No.
Dr. Burke, here's another one. Her serotonin level is through the roof.
Dr. Gray, you took a detailed history. When did Mrs. Klein develop asthma?
After the first surgery. Why?
We found a carcinoid tumor in the lung. Very rare. Almost impossible to diagnose. It masks itself as a bunch of seemingly unrelated symptoms. Adult onset asthma, valve failure.
An increased level of serotonin in the blood.
Which creates a false sense of euphoria.
So, Naomi's not actually this happy. She just has a tumor.
Exactly.
Thank God.
You people with your tumors, I tell you, I'm infected with love.
I'm sorry. Your body is lying to your mind.
Oh, let the lie continue, right, baby?
How soon can you cure her?
Tomorrow we can take the tumor out. If all goes well, Naomi goes back to normal.
All right, thank you both.
Thank you for not chewing me out for forging your signature.
Thank you. I know it was probably you who convinced Christina. She's very strong, but she listens to you. If you told her to move in... Anyway, thank you.
No problem.
Do you have any sensation in your left arm at all?
No. Actually, could I watch? I want to see every blood vessel and nerve I'm going to screw up if I ever smoke again. Not that I'm gonna. Ever again. I smoked my last cigarette.
Okay. Let's get started.
The nursing home says she never showed up. How exactly is that possible?
She wouldn't leave.
My mother is old and infirm. You couldn't make her leave?
Have you met your mother?
Fine. Where is she now?
Oh, hi. I'm Dr. O'Malley. She's in the infectious disease, sir.
Infectious disease. Since when does she have an infectious disease?
She doesn't. She just doesn't want to leave.
She's unbelievable.
Yeah, she is. So, is her room ready? I can go get her right now.
They've had the room ready for weeks.
No, not at Sugar Maple. I meant at your house.
I'm sorry?
The pink room. At your house. Hi, Sophie.
Irish. What a wonderful surprise. You won't catch my disease, will you?
No, I think I'll be okay. Sophie, your daughter was just here.
Nursing homes are for old people. I know I'm elderly. I do know that. But if I have to go to that place, I'm afraid I'll become old.
I don't think that's possible.
Oh.
You know that I would keep you here if I could.
No, darling. You can't waste any more time with me. You have to go balls out with the dog.
Excuse me?
So she chose an animal over you. So what? Oh, women are fools. That's old news. But life's too short for you to give in, Irish. So fight. You fight for what's yours. Now that, my friend, is a swagger.
I'll be closing the peritoneal cavity with xerochromic sutures.
Thank you.
Keith. Let's get back to it. Go back on that retractor. Give me more suction. I'll need a sponge off. More suction.
What's going on?
I tried, but you wouldn't listen. It is now 6:07. The second shift nurses start at 6. They're not coming in.
Do you have any idea what a sick out would do to this hospital?
I've already put in the call for temps.
Well, what's this?
Official notification. We go on strike in 10 days.
Doing good, Yumi. You're doing just fine.
Get the translator back up here. She doesn't understand what's going on. We'll be back.
What the hell are you doing here?
I never would have. I thought you'd be fine. I'm sorry.
Don't tell me. Tell her. Tell her how her career is over because of you.
Way better than punching him out.
Hey, can you...
You want me to open it?
Yeah, no, it's...
I shouldn't. I mean,
look, you already think I'm an idiot. Won't be any great shock.
Congratulations. You are not an idiot. Except when you're being an idiot. It's all fine if you did it, give it up. Does this environment make you feel at home?
What's he doing?
Jonesing for a cigarette, but I think I'll make it to the end of the day.
Good. I was being nice to her.
Okay.
I can be nice without being.
Me training, I know.
I really can.
Okay.
Okay, then.
Bed rest at home until the baby comes. You do know what bed rest is, don't you, Miranda?
Yeah, hell.
How was TV and books? Here, it's from all of us.
I may be 47 months pregnant. I may be on bed rest. I may not be able to see my own feet. But I am Dr. Bailey. I hear everything. I know everything. I'm watching each and every one of you. And I will return.
I mean, how many hours can they expect
to strike?
Strike. You are all a bunch of arrogant surgeons.
Hey.
Hey. That was Izzy. She refuses to take the dog home.
Mm-hmm. Fine. If you want me to tell Burke I didn't move in, I'll tell him.
No. Don't.
What?
Don't tell him. At least not right now. Or tonight. I just mean wait. It can wait. I lied about Derek. We're not just friends. I mean, I'm not. He's still McDreamy. I know.
You don't get to choose. I know you've been going through a bad time. I know you miss Shepard. And I know that your life has been admittedly pretty unpleasant these days. You get points for breathing in and out. You get to be a little selfish, but you don't get to choose a dog over me. I'm George. I sleep down the hall from you. I buy your tampons. I have held your hand every time you've asked. I've earned the right to be seen. To be respected, to not have you think of me as less than a dog that you got at the pound. So, I'm not moving out. Whether you like it or not, I'm staying.
No matter how hard we try to ignore it or deny it, eventually the lies fall away.
So am I.
Whether we like it or not.
Okay, Doc. Let's go.
Hey, Doc.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
Welcome home.
Oh.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Hey.
I got his toys.
This is food and water.
Okay. Here. Thanks for doing this. I know it's a lot to ask. All right. Just a dog.
Right? Come on, Doc.
We'll just get rid of the car.
So he chews everything. So don't leave anything out. He hates cats and small little yappy dogs. Oh, not housebroken.
No.
Probably should have told you that.
Yeah.
You don't have to do this, you know.
But I had all this land. Just going to waste it.
Derek.
It's just a dog, doesn't mean anything. He'll be fine.
Here's the truth about the truth. It hurts. So, we lie.